House Bill 1108 originally prohibited instruction on gender identity and expression. Later, the bill was amended to remove those phrases and instead prohibit instruction on gender dysphoria. The American Psychiatric Association describes gender dysphoria as a feeling of discomfort when a person's identity conflicts with the gender they're assigned by others. During Wednesday morning's committee meeting, the bill's supporters cited parental concerns that their children were being confused about their identities due to things they hear in school. Representative Tom Pischke is the bill's prime House sponsor. He says this bill is meant to ensure schools aren't confusing young children.
I've heard, as discussions have proceeded in this bill, I've heard some opponents talk to me about, is there a problem in South Dakota? Why bring this legislation? Well, I can't point to anything specifically in South Dakota, but if you look across the nation, there's multiple signs that this is coming.
After the committee passes the amendment changing the bill's language, Representative Deutsch expresses confusion on the meaning of the key phrase.
I mean, you're a kindergartner, you're not going to talk about dysphoria. I don't think teachers understand what that word means, let alone legislators.
Other legislators are concerned the bill oversteps their duties. Representative Jess Olson says as the mother of a second grader, she wants discussion of gender to happen at home. However, she thinks there is already a process in place for parents with concerns.
If there are issues, first go to your school principal, the teacher. If this was something that my child was coming home and asking me about, I would be addressing it with the teacher, the principal. If that was not remedied, the school board, and then we could get to this level. But I think we're ahead of the problem because there, not everything is a nail, even if you have a hammer.
After a motion to kill the bill by sending it to the 41st day fails, the committee passes House Bill 1108 as amended with a 9-6 vote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.